Right now, there are a lot of questions and not many answers. Since the ban passed, Dave Watson, owner of Kind Care of Colorado, says his clients have been asking him what's next.
Business as usual. I mean, we're going to keep pushing till the end, find the best alternative for the patients.
Watson kneels down on the wood-paneled floor in his modest-sized shop to attend to his 11-week-old bulldog, Cooper. Like other dispensary owners in Fort Collins, he says he's considering a transition to focus more on caregiver services, and he's hoping to stay in his current location.
We have a large group of patient files and information that we're going to, everyone will be getting information about what's happening next. We're not going to leave anybody out on the streets.
The Fort Collins ban, which appeared as question 300 on the ballot, puts the city in line with other northern Colorado locations like Windsor, Longmont, and Loveland. State lawmakers gave cities and counties the ability to decide whether or not they want to allow medical marijuana dispensaries and growing facilities last year. Opponents narrowly lost their fight despite support from the state's largest union, Food and Commercial Workers Union Local 7. On election night, proponent and former mayor Ray Martinez says he thought there were a couple of arguments that resonated with voters.
Everyone realized that this is against the law, and the state cannot supersede the feds. So I think a lot of people were felt like we can't deliberately violate the law. And the second thing is that this does not affect people who are using medicinal marijuana who are in bad shape and need it for help.
Throughout the debate, both sides discussed what the impact of the ban would be on patients. Interim Police Chief Jerry Schauger says it's true that they'll continue to have access to medical marijuana in Fort Collins, and by law, they can cultivate up to 12 plants, 6 mature and 6 immature, in residential areas.
They can also get the help of a caregiver who could produce that for them.
Schauger says one of the main questions right now is how the city would regulate dispensaries that choose to transition into more of a caregiver role, if that's even legal. He says police are currently looking into the details.
In my mind, that's the biggest public safety issue about this, is people that grow large numbers of plants and have these businesses running in residential areas. And we've had problems in the past with that, some very violent robberies and things like that that happened in neighborhoods that we didn't have any idea that activity was going on in.
The city kept this in check when it licensed medical marijuana dispensaries in the past by applying zoning restrictions. For dispensary owners like Dave Watson, Fort Collins police don't know right now whether or not he could continue to operate in the same location as a caregiver. Watson says he'll be meeting with his attorney in the coming days to sketch out a full picture of his options.
I think I'm set up okay. Hopefully we're going to go move right into our new model and not miss a beat.
The clock starts ticking for both sides once the city certifies election results next week. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.